Oh, wait, it didn't even give me a chance to do one.
It didn't. It showed one well before you said
one,
it.
One well before. So I know folks have probably already noticed right away that I don't have a microphone in front of me, which is kind of rare, but I am still on my computer. The reason for that is we do have a limited amount of time today, and I was actually experimenting because of the new program that we use, new software, Riverside.fm. If anyone is interested in starting your own podcast, it is a pretty unique system. It's really, really great. I can't say not a sponsor, but they are not a sponsor. However, yes, you can actually, there's a link that I think goes out with everything that I send out, so you can become a user of it and use our affiliate link. So we would get money back if we got
huge anyway, money.
Not big money. Big money, yeah, all 25 cents. But it also has a cell phone app. And I was experimenting with my phone, and my phone obviously doesn't plug into my big headphones, nor does it plug into my microphone. So that's why I have my earbuds in right now, and that's why I'm on the computer, because it kept failing before I could even hit record.
It's sort of like the two of us were earbuds, if you think about
We're earbuds, yes. We really are. We don't, yeah. So many places to go with that. Anyway, so we have a very limited amount of time today because I have a bunch of tweens coming over for a sleepover for Peyton's birthday. And I have to go clean the rest of the house to help Jennifer out because she's been working very hard this morning. Well,
they're tweens. They don't care if the house is clean.
I know that, but don't ever try to tell my wife that.
Oh, I know. That would be like telling my wife the same thing.
Exactly.
And I
knew you'd pick up on that.
We are both blessed to have wives who are very clean, and because that's not always the case.
Yes.
We helped. Oh, gosh. Okay, so here we go. I wonder what we're going to talk about. Boom, pops into my head. We helped a couple of guys from church, not our current church, but some years ago, helped a lady, actually two ladies, and they were one was divorced and one was unmarried, and I'm not sure exactly how, but help them move.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them had multiple cats.
Ooh.
There seems to be that, and if you're a cat lady, don't take offense to this, but there seems to be a consistency among some of those people sometimes that they are, if they're alone, they have cats. And it's not just the cats, which are okay. I mean, we had cats when I was growing up, and they were kind of like farm cats almost, mm-hmm. Despite the fact that we didn't live on a farm. But they were nice, and we loved them, and my grandma just loved the cats, and so that was all good. But in moving and helping these ladies move, there was cat hair everywhere. And it was like behind stuff. So there might be vacuuming, you know, in the main area, but you move, you know, some sort of a piece of furniture, and behind it are tufts of cat hair, and they're everywhere and on everything. And look, you and I are dog people, and we have been, you know, for a long time. And yes, dogs shed too, and I get that. And man, we had dog hair here, but I would go so far as to say that you will not find. I mean, after we put Indy down, it was probably a couple of weeks, and we still found little wafting hair because he shed like a retriever. Yeah. Anyway, but these were like matted in cat hair, and so it was just. I felt like I had a hairball when I left. And it was consistent among these two, and maybe they're the only ones, but it just seemed to be something that I thought was a good idea to address. So if you have cats, it's fine. Just know that if someone ever helps you move, maybe check behind the sofa before you have them move it, because shazam.
You're absolutely right. I'm just not a cat person. I've had cats, and they're nice enough. I don't mind petting cats. I don't mind holding cats, loving on cats. It's kind of like grandchildren. As long as I can give them back to the owner and leave, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, but I've never been scratched by my granddaughter, so I, you know, cats will do that though.
That's got a few more years.
We're Lisa and I are fans of Matt and Carrie's cat. They've got she has been around forever, Moxie, and I could be way off, but I think she's like 15 years old or something like that, and has lost some weight. Used to be just massive. Matt had one of the cat food. It was an auto feed thing. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
And you can do like a recording on it to alert the cat. And so Matt's always teasing the cat that she's fat. And so he does, "Moxie, come on over here, you little fatty." And that was the recording. And of course, the cat comes running.
That is fantastic.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. Anyway, yeah, I think they've since changed it, but good.
Since Peyton can't listen, and I still, as a father of a tween, I do revel in the ability to embarrass my daughter at every possible turn. So I'm going to do it.
Wait, I got to slow you down.
Yeah.
Peyton can't listen. Why?
She just doesn't.
Oh, well, there's a difference between cat and doesn't want to.
Well, she does want to. I just won't let her.
Why?
I don't know. We don't need, she doesn't have an account, you know, so you can't, it doesn't count as a listen. So
I'll set her up with an account. Okay. You cannot be turning away our potential listeners. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so this is the Google Home things. You know, we have little Google speakers all over the house that we use all the time with the Google Assistant on it.
Yeah.
And you can set up routines. So I have one set up for Peyton's bedtime. So I can either say, "It's Peyton's bedtime," and then it'll run through the whole thing. You know, "What time would you like to set the alarm, the weather tomorrow? Here are any notes, blah, 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 blah." But we were just playing around, and one night I set it to also respond to Peyton farts. So I say, "Hey," the G word, "Peyton farts." And it goes through the same process.
Wow.
She every time she gets so mad. She's so embarrassed. I'm like, "Honey, no one else is around. Who cares?"
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought so. You know what else is kind of fascinating about this whole, when the microphone's in front of me, I feel like I've got to sit back because, you know, the microphone, this, I can actually sit up closer and I feel like I'm actually having a conversation this way.
Oh,
sound quality is probably not nearly as good as when my microphone's here.
But. No, but it's good. I think it's always good to try. I mean, especially for us, it's not like our millions of listeners are going to be pissed, but the five or six we have may, you know, have something to say about it. But we love all of you, five or six or however many there are today. I mean, it's good to try new stuff just to kind of see how it is. It's not like we have, you knew we were in Nashville and we were at the Grand Ole Opry. And that place is, the sound quality is incredible. Yeah. They have some big names there all the time. And it's just amazing to me how good it is. And the theater that was built, in 74, I think, was
something
was
like that, yeah.
That one,
the
yeah.
original was the Ryman Auditorium.
Ryman, yeah, downtown. But anyway, so this one is very nice, but it's not new by any stretch. And we had awesome seats right in the middle, and the sound quality was so good. It was just incredible. We don't have that problem on this particular podcast.
No.
Yet.
Well, quality is still pretty good. Again, using the system, I'm not trying to sell the system, but using this system, it actually has filters that allow us. So right now, folks, John and I are talking. I can tell the difference between our two audio when I record and then play back before I run it through the filters on the system. I can hear the difference in the way our voices record. Just because I'm running, when I'm running my microphone, I'm running through a board. And I can tweak my levels and tweak my gain and my treble and all of that stuff. Where John is, you're a USB, right into the computer. So he doesn't have as much control. So my voice sounds a little bit different. But when I export, into our system to send everything out to all of our wherever you listen, you know, whether you watch us on YouTube or you listen on Apple podcasts or Google or
Stitcher,
wherever.
Spotify. And
you can actually now watch us on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Did I mention that from last week?
You did mention that last time.
Okay. It's up. It's running. It works.
Cool.
Awesome. So that said, I run everything through a board. This will actually match our audio. So when you're listening to our audio, the system has gone through and made sure our levels are exactly the same and that our pitch and everything is exactly the same. So there's some really incredible things you can do with software now that you used to have to run through everything through a board. I just don't have the luxury because we're not in the same room.
Yeah, and that would be a luxury if we were in the same room, wouldn't it?
It would be.
You know, we could rub each other's shoulders and things
right,
like that.
Right, right. I could use some right now. My shoulders are really tight.
I would be happy to if I were there.
I know. I know exactly. You would. Yeah. Side note, different note. Let's get off technology. I had the best idea.
Uh-oh.
For a new shirt.
We'll be the judge of that.
We can sell in our merch store. Okay. You ready, John?
Yeah.
I'm going to create a shirt that has a bell on it. So I don't know exactly how I'll set it. I haven't designed it yet, but it's going to have a bell on it. Mm-hmm. And then below it, it's going to say, not a sponsor.
Well, then do the... Okay, is it going to be a bell that you can actually, like a real one you can hit?
Maybe that's something we can work on, but I don't think I can actually get Teespring to make anything like that.
Dang it. Okay, well, we'll work on that. That would be good.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
For Christmas one year, we got Michael a T-shirt that had like a drum kit sounds built in.
Nice.
Yeah, it had like a AA battery that you just
that's attached awesome. To. So I think we should find. I want one that's a xylophone.
Yeah, you could do that. I think that would be great. Well, honestly,
abs are never going to be like that. So why not?
Well, I was going to say, I think with your 6-pack, 8-pack abs, I think you could already do that.
Do have a 6-pack. I just bought it from the store this afternoon.
Hey, I know I have it. It's in there somewhere. It's just
I have it. I just haven't. It's just not on my body yet, or in my body yet.
I never saw it really. Even when I was in tip top condition, I don't think
When I was in high school, I was playing hockey. I was playing golf. Yep. I was constantly swimming.
Yeah,
I never once had a 6-pack.
Yeah, yeah. I give credit to the people that do. And these days, I think a lot of it is nutritional. I shouldn't say that. Much of it is nutritional. And then, targeting the areas, which you can do a little bit. But, it's the 80-20 rule for me. What goes in your mouth is 80% of the issue. And as you can see, a lot is apparently going in my mouth.
Likewise, sir. Likewise.
Could be the trouble. But, yeah.
Whatever. Oh, man.
So what else is going on in your world? How has your week been? And we often talk about this off the air, but it's kind of fun to do it when we're live, too.
It's been long. I traveled to, I was going to Ardmore, Oklahoma. And so I flew into Dallas. And it was interesting because it was almost like the minute I crossed the border from Texas into Oklahoma, my cell service just went poof.
Oh,
gone.
So which is how far? How far from DFW to?
It was, the whole thing. Well, I didn't fly into DFW. I flew into Love.
Oh, Lovefield. Okay. Southwest.
Yeah. And so from Love, it took roughly 2 hours, give or take, 10, 15 minutes. Yeah.
So you got to the border, and how far is Ardmore from the border?
I don't know, 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. So not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. No, but it was amazing to me. It just kind of went. Oof.
Did it come back?
Oh yeah, I mean it was spotty. It was just never great.
Yeah,
and I had this was one of those days where I had a lot of meetings back to back to back to back that I would take in the car as I'm driving from my main meeting in person meeting all the way back to the airport. And I couldn't. I kept dropping the call, and I call back, and I know everyone was getting annoyed with me because I kept calling back in. As soon as I hit the Texas border, not once did my call drop.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That's interesting.
I did not experience that.
So you didn't stay in Ardmore, or did you?
I did not. I stayed in Denton, which is a little bit north of Dallas.
You know where Denton is.
Denton.
That's a good spot.
It's close to the lake.
Yeah. Very nice area. Have you been to, and I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before. I know you like barbecue. Yes. Cause
yes.
I think we have that in common. Heart Eight's barbecue is one of my favorite places.
I texted you when I was in, I think I actually called you when I was in Heart Eight's the last time.
How could you do that? Your mouth would have been full. Maybe I thought it was a prank call. And
no, as I was walking through the line, because when you go to Heart Eight, you have to walk through the line and pick your food. So we were in line waiting.
Isn't it the best line ever, though, because of it the really smells?
Yes. Yeah, you can't beat it. I would not want to go there before a meeting, though. Because you're just going to smell
it the whole time. Yeah, well, we did a team a meal there in one thing we were in. I can't remember exactly what it was, but we had 10 or 12 of us. And, oh, it was awesome. It was just
it was amazing. Very good. I enjoyed it.
Not inexpensive, but it was delicious.
No. I'm finding that everywhere. I was actually sharing with a coworker of ours. I am not one to choose inexpensive food, even when it comes to something, say, like pizza.
Yeah.
I tend to go a little bit on the fancy side and spend a little bit of money. But I just sometimes you just want to have a good, cheap pizza, right? Sure. My cheap go-to. Well, I had two cheap go-tos. One was Papa Murphy's, not a sponsor, ding. Mm-hmm. And then the other is Domino's. So one, if I want to cook it, Papa Murphy's. And that's always a little bit cheaper and they have really good deals. If I wanted it delivered and didn't want to futz with it, Domino's. So they closed the Papa Murphy's by my house.
Oh,
so
no.
We don't have it anymore. I guess they've been closing a bunch of them, which is really sad. So the other day we ordered a pizza. We ordered a couple pizzas. We always order extra so we have more, and eat it the next day. And then I ordered the pizzas, did get a dessert. Usually, I'll to feed the three of us with a dessert, sometimes with appetizers. I don't think I've ever spent more than $60. And I know that's very expensive for that.
But it's never been pizzas. Over that.
It's multiple pizzas and stuff. $95.
Oh, what?
I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
At Papa Murphy's?
No. That was Domino's.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding you. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. So I was taken aback quite a bit.
Well, you know, what I've learned about Domino's, and this is about both of those franchises, this is the first place we've lived where we can actually get Domino's. Domino's in Wisconsin would deliver to Matt's house, which was honestly 200 yards away, but would not deliver to our condo.
Yeah.
And I would, seriously? And, I probably could have called or whatever, but they had no provision to do that. So here we order. The trick with Domino's is you got to use their specials. Otherwise, forget
we did
it.
That was the special.
And still, for $90, what did you get? A couple of smalls and some cheesy sticks? Or
no, I got the Brooklyn. I got three big ones.
Oh, okay.
Three big pizzas. Right.
But still, that's a
it
lot
was
of
still,
money.
Yeah.
I miss Papa Murphy's, though, because there was a great Papa Murphy's by us in Wisconsin, and there's not one here.
Yeah.
They were the nicest kids working in that place, and they did such a good job. And, oh, my gosh, their pizzas are just amazing.
They really had
an artichoke one, chicken artichoke. That Lisa
we always got that one.
We just love that one.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like the pumpkin pepperoni.
Never had that.
Halloween. It's just a pepperoni pizza, but they make the dough look like a pumpkin. And then
I thought it was pepperoni.
No. They put the pepperoni to make it look like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, pureed pumpkin would be delicious in that. Come on.
No, it would not. Not one bit.
But still.
No. Might be good in the bread or in the dough.
So while we're talking about deliciousness, I think we talked a little bit about pickling. I've started to do a bunch of pickling.
Okay.
I did beets last week.
Oh yeah!
Or this I bet the house earlier smelled this week.
Just
no,
after
you know,
that.
Beets are not as bad. You know, it's the worst cauliflower. Not
I've never
pickling
pickled cauliflower.
Well, not pickling it, but cooking it.
Yeah.
So if you
we did
rice,
talk about this. I remember,
cauliflower. Yeah. Oh my gosh! It smells like somebody burned a mule in the house, and Yeah, that's not good. But the no, beets were not bad. You just boil them for half an hour,
right?
And then chill them, blanch them essentially, and then you the skin peels right off, and chop them up, and you do the pickling liquid separately. Just shove them in a jar and put the liquid in, and they're ready to go in no time. They are really good. So I've been through a lot of those and have a big jar of the hotter stuff too. The
nice.
Jalapenos and ice, or jalapenos, onions, and carrots. And I did put some cauliflower in. Yeah, I didn't cook that cauliflower though, so it didn't stink up the house.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. I could
see not cooking it and pickling it. I have a friend who's a chef, and he gave us a bottle of vinegar that he made. He didn't make the vinegar itself, but he did the ingredients in the bottle. So it's a bunch of spicy peppers.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Spicy Yummy. Vinegar. So yeah. I'll sometimes chop up a bunch of raw veggies and then just mm-hmm. drizzle that all over like a little dressing. Oh, it's so good.
The best.
So good.
The best.
But it's very similar to pickling. I mean, it's the same concept.
It's vinegar and water and then salt and sugar. And that's kind of what makes it all work. But yeah, anytime like a balsamic vinegar, Lisa used mm-hmm. to do, and we haven't for a while, fresh tomatoes with some sort of a goat cheese was my favorite. Goat cheese on it. And then balsamic and basil.
Oh. Yeah, you can't go wrong with a caprese, you know.
So
good
yummy.
One.
It was a caprese, essentially.
Yeah, the tomato slices, mozzarella, basil, and then you just drizzle with olive oil. And
she'll do fresh mozzarella, or we've had burrata a couple
Ooh,
of
nice.
Times recently.
Oh,
naughty. Yeah. That stuff just like, it's delicious. But I still like the goat cheese. Cause it's
on the healthy side.
Oh, it is not burrata.
But it's not.
Jesus. Holy
cats.
None
of it's healthy.
No, it's all naughty.
It's clean eating. Let's call it that. It may be not healthy, but it's clean eating. But then you just eat so much of it that,
it gets less clean. Yes.
Yeah. So what do you, you know that I have tweens coming over this evening.
Yep.
We're going out and having Mexican food. You got any big plans for?
Nice. You talked about it's not cheap for eating these days, it seems like. And so the beauty of Florida for us is one of the things you can, there are just great places along the beach or whatever. We found a tiki bar, and it's actually massive. It's not what you would think. It has three huge, you know, tiki huts. They're probably each one seats 100 people, I would guess. So, I mean, they're pretty good sized, and this restaurant has three of them, and it overlooks like the little bay that goes into the Gulf near us. So it's very pretty, beautiful area. And, you know, the big bridges, you can watch the cars go by but they have a little beachy area. Anyway, it's very nice. And we just had lunch. We thought, let's just go there and have lunch. Lisa had one mojito. I had a couple of Diet Cokes. And she had, we shared some shrimp, like boom, boom shrimp, you know, with coconut. And then she had tacos, and I had a bowl with pork bowl and rice and stuff like that. $60.
Isn't that crazy? It's so crazy.
Even on season yet. I was quite surprised. But it's tough for us to go out to lunch for less, you know, even Panera or whatever is 30 bucks or more.
So expensive.
It's just wow. So we try and eat at home if we can, and that's you know.
If it weren't Peyton's, I mean, Peyton's birthday was last week, but if it weren't Peyton's birthday party,
you've got friends coming. Yeah. No, that makes so much more sense. You could take them bowling.
We don't have a bowling alley near us.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, that's, Chuck E. Cheese. You could do Chuck E. Cheese.
Not one of those near us either.
No.
We've done several birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese, though.
But not when she's 12 or 13.
No, that would be really embarrassing for her.
Yeah, it probably would. Be funny, though. That would make you laugh.
It would make me laugh.
Yeah.
I would be on the floor laughing. And on that note, I do have to go prepare for this. This is going to be a very interesting evening.
And I think it'll be fun.
It'll be okay. Yeah, I'm sorry to cut this short, folks. John said don't apologize, but I'm apologizing anyways because that's what I do.
Some people are going to say, I've been waiting for this thing to be under 30 minutes to listen to it, and now is their chance.
Yeah, but not Bill. Bill likes the longer walks.
But you know, Bill needs a shorter walk from time to time. He can go back and do push-ups.
He's been doing so much with his blog and with posting on socials with the vehicle nanny. You know, he just needs a little bit more time to put into vehicle nanny.
He needs a rest. Well, let's, Bill, you get a break this week from your walk.
There you go.
But push-ups, I would just do some sets of 10 push-ups and then send us a picture to let us know how it's going, how massive your arms
are. Put it on Instagram.
Yeah, do it.
All right, folks, head up to PottyMoz.com or to your favorite podcast listening outlet, if you want to call it that. And download the most recent episodes and, you know, share it with your friends if you love it. Share it with your enemies if you hate it. It'll make their ears bleed. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. John, I shall talk to you soon, my friend.
Good to see you, buddy. Take care, everybody. See ya.
See ya.